我就是的，那我是吗？我也我乱乱灭我乱乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱
灭乱灭
乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭乱灭一年一万一月的月花乱月花乱乱灭花乱乱灭乱多么三月兄弟的灭家花相信的花乱相思就算是我
那么
多么兄弟的的学习我这什么样多么三月三你们来就是你们的外星们今天也买一元的看来也买来来没买来来没来那么三级兄弟的面家外下一的马拉下子就是有时间我
这个你做
这东西三千天来我们的母女安的几天天那小姐说你去一百年来小姐子了难得怪我兄弟是说我一些鸭子是一龙门长长完几天是那浪爱我我们说你越来越爱自乐心中的梦里面大悦心中的梦越来越爱自乐越长越长西巴斯马西越面眼睛越来越爱自乐我们自己写的梦他们越面的梦我也算了越念就是你学习了下一次了那边的下着我一一边也算了着学了下一次了这里这边那边的那边的那上的心情那么一点点今天来呀下一次了地方是呀别说夜晚别算做梦去让你心里有事你那三姐的满意
啊 here it says Buddha said look at the causative phenomena Lister, like the defective view. This is what I translate. Defective view. So, in the text, in the philosophical text, it said that while you're eating food, then you see that your vision, drops your hairs in the food. Example like that mentioned, but, So the Katare, there's a star in daytime, but you see this brightness of sun, because of that light of sun, brightness of sun, so you don't see stars, so only after sunset. And Katare. So, ordinary person like me, my mind You see, it's like this. So the emptiness the truth, ultimate reality of your action object, the existence, the samsara, nirvana, hell, enlightenment, happiness, problem, everyday life, however they say. All this all this in reality, what exists is most subtle, extremely subtle. What is merely labeled by the mind. By the mind, by your mind. That's it, nothing else. That's it, nothing else other than that. So extremely subtle what it is, if you really analyze. Extremely subtle. What is the I is, that we always day and night, all the time we talk. All the time appears, all the time we interest. So the reality is an extremely subtle phenomena. And then all the rest, not only the I, but all the rest phenomena. That's what exists. But yes, it appears to the Buddhas, omniscient ones, it appears. And as it is merely labeled, it appears in that way. Buddha doesn't have dualist mind, Buddha doesn't have dualist view, totally ceased. So the sentient beings, even the Arya beings, they have a wisdom directly perceiving emptiness, and so. They see all this do not exist from its own side. They see that. Uh, But they have an appearance existing from their own sight. I action object to all the phenomena. The way it appeared within is kasore, existing from their own sight. Even though they realize this do not exist from their own sight. Just like you cross the sand where the sunlight hit, you know, beams hit the sand, and when you look it back, it looks like there's water running, but you just come from there, you know there's no water at all, but you have mirrored vision like water, that is water. Yes, you just come from that, you directly see there's no water, but you have vision of water. Like that, the Arya beings, sentient beings, the Arya beings, they have a direct perception of emptiness, but until they achieve enlightenment, they have the illusive vision. Illusive vision, Trunam, illusive vision, all like that. The dualistic view. But they don't have belief. Let's say, like the person who saw, who has a vision of, where is the mirage, vision, mirage, and then, you see, knew very well there's no water there, so but it's a vision of water, so like that. Or person who recognized the dream is dream. Who hasn't recognized the dream as a dream, then believe real, like we, like daytime life, believe everything real. Or things appear to be real, then you believe real. It was also when you dream nighttime, also you don't recognize it's a dream. You believe it's real. Then you see, because you believe real, so affects the worries, affects attachment, anger, all this delusion arises on the basis. You have to understand, Lama Tsongkhapa said in the Lama Tsimo, Timu Tinching, Dratabe Rangchen La. Dubata Mendube, Mendubata Mendube, Mendubata Mendube, Dotane, Dotan, Chapel Chen, and then Dotata Sedan, Jays. Tadaka Zindantan. So what he's saying is, Lama Tsongkhapa said, Timu ki dratakwe rangshin las. Now this really you have to pay attention. Very important. So important to understand in our life truth. Truth and false. Truth and false in our life. Or then we have been believing false as truth from beginningless rebirth, not only from this morning, from rebirth. From beginningless rebirth, we have been believing false as truth. Then maybe truth as a false. The truth do not exist for our mind. the existing man name, you don't do like me, you don't see that. It's like it doesn't exist. When you hear, like doesn't you only hear, you think it doesn't exist, like the Rangjuba, the Vasangika school philosopher, that don't exist. Oh, that's, you see, you can't, that's what I mean. Unify the the right view of emptiness and subtle dependent arising existing me and name can't put together, can't see together, can't see the one, can't see they are unified, you can't see it. So you don't see the middle way, umelam, you don't see the middle way. So when you hear that, when you think of that, you feel nihilism. When you don't think of that, then you feel eternalism. Like that. So comes the middle way. Lama Tsongkhapa said, the ignorance, the Drottakpe Rangshin La, so this can be meditation for you who came this time. Very, very powerful meditation for you if you can get into a, if you can get idea, conclusion, if you get clear idea, as I explained, if you get the idea. Oh, this can be your, in the daily life, very most powerful meditation. Most worthwhile meditation subject. You know? Understanding. Dharma, not just you build it up, no, that's very scientific, well, logical, very scientific. It makes sense, even the Western science, according to that. You see, I will tell that. So, the Khazure, for example, you see, how this is very true, what Lama Tsongkhapa has planned. So, like this. I've explained this here. I will help your daily meditation. If you're going to recite Har Sutra or even just any stanza, any verses, or even just, word you use, meditate. However, or dependent arising, or what emptiness, or, whatever. So, you see, beginning the Har Sutra, when we generate, how we create the I, so the aggregates, we have a valid base to label I, we have five aggregates, form, feeling, cognition, compound aggregates, consciousness. At the moment, we have five, I guess. Valid base We say, why there's I? Why there's I? There's the vulbas, five aggregates. We have heard that. You see, where you can label I. Not you label I on the table, you label on the I, on your shoes or on your hat, or you label I on your caca or whatever. Not like that. Not, you can, it's like, you need so much money, then you have, then you label $100, or you cut in a paper, in newspaper, and the cut it, then you say, this is $100, this is $1,000, $1,000,000, and like, of course you can, but even you believe it, but you go to the shop, you go to the bank, and nobody will accept. People will think there's something wrong with your mind. So that, because it's not a valid base, and it's not labeled by valid mind, so that. So, how we create the eye is by focusing on the focus on the valid best five aggregates. The mind. Focus on the five valid best five aggregates. And then there's some mind, then see, make up that. There's some mind, make up the label, the I. There's some continued mind label the I. So that mind merely imputed. I. So that's all finished. How the I exists is nothing slightest more than that. If it's a slightest more than that, is that that's the kasuri, particular object to be refuted, gakcha, of the four Buddhist school of philosopher during Buddhist time, Bhavishika Usantra Mandwana school, then Madhyamika. So Madhyamika school has two, Savatantrika, and Prasangika, more Rangjuba and Tanjuba. So this Tanjuba, Tanjuba, the subtle object to be reputed. What time you was? Person gives a school view. The secret object to be reputed. This. Subtle object to be reputed. It is slightly more than that. Oh, that's what exactly the person gives a good view of the soul object to be reputed. So that's false. So that's the false eye. That is false eye. Slightly more than that. What is merely labeled by mind? Oh, that's very subtle. About I. So, yeah. Ah, so you try to get understanding. What is the I? Oh, nothing else except what is merely labeled by the mind. Focusing on the worldly bears, I guess. Nothing else than, nothing more than that. Nothing slightly more than that. That's it. So try to get the idea of that. What is the I? That's the most important thing. Try to get before coming to the wrong, come to the wrong side. You know, not only subtle, but even the gross kakcha object, you see, what is the I that existing, their function in Menyam? Have to get good understanding to the picture of that, good understanding. Oh, that's so important, that truth, you see. Oh, so when you see that, you see, that gives you, do not exist from its own side. So it's there. Do not, that I, do not exist from inside. So it's unified, you see. The emptiness. The I existing mere name is unified each other, not contradictory. So that's you spend much time as possible. One point of meditation on that, mindfulness in that. Oh, then that solves all your problems in this life. Then future life, all the endless life problems. Destroys. See. For example, I give you one idea that when you get angry, so suddenly meditate. That the I is the existing man. How the I is existing? Your I, not somebody's I. No. You can mention that, but but your I, suddenly cement. How is your I? What is your I? So mentioned. So your I is nothing except what is merely imputed by the mind. So the minute when you come, your mindfulness, your awareness come in that point, that the I exists in me now. The minute when you come mindfulness in that, all your anger is gone. It proves anger rises only if you see the I appear to you a real one, existing from its own side, existing by its nature, truly existing. By using Hebrew language, I really exist. Oh, appear that, then you totally entrust on that. This is 100% true. Only on that basis, then the anger rises. Only on that basis, then anger rises. Only on that basis. All the, only as a, in a false eye, false eye. Also, not only appear, but not only appear, but you believe on that. Oh, you only believe in that. Oh, then you see only after creating the, only after a publication, your ignorance publication, publication. So you see your ignorance publication, the Dhruva, oh, the false eye. Oh, believe that. All on that basis, then anger rises. Oh, you see, without that, not only appearance, but believe, next one, believe that's real. Oh, then only then anger. Otherwise, you see, no way, there's no basis to rise ignorance, to rise anger. There's no basis to rise anger. Cannot rise. Anger can rise only on the basis of the ignorance publication, projection, declaration, after projection, declaration, the real I existing from that. So then you totally believe on that. Oh, then then it's a Ramatanga said, bad and good, you see. Then there's a true licks and bad, real bad and real good, so then say anchor, because very bad and anchor rises. Build up, it's build up. You see, one basic hallucination, then another hallucination, then anger rises. Anger attachment. You have to know that. It's so important, so important, so important. Then it's proof. That proves a wrong concept, the anger, wrong concept, not a right concept, wrong concept. The attachment, wrong concept. Then you come to know. Otherwise, you believe it's right. Then you fight for that. They kill each other for that. Then the largest one is Second World War, First World War, Second World War, something like that, where the million, so many million people get killed. It happened. So sometime in the world it happened. So this start from one person was a power, or then with his ignorance. With his ignorance, samsara, the ignorance the root wrong concept of the publication, then the projection, the declaration, then believing that, everything starts from that. Not only that, and also but that person's self-cherishing thought. Determined the self-cherishing thought, right? There is no logic. There is no logic. I should have happiness. Others doesn't matter. You can harm others. All others you can kill, but nobody can harm me. Nobody can kill me. Nobody can harm me. This is a logic. This is self-cherishing thought. This is dictatorship. Self-cherishing thought as a reason, not logical reason. You see. I can harm to anybody, can kill anybody, but nobody can harm to me. Even bad words, nobody can say to me even bad words. Can that's according to self-cherishing thought. How the self-cherishing thought? What? Even analyze. It's like that. You understand? It's totally illogical. So So one thing is, so you see, when anger rises, oh, yeah, you just says, go back. You try to think that you are I. What exists? It exists in me and him. You think that. So, anger to one. No, there is no basis. Why? Because there is no basis of the anger. And this is the truth that I exist in me and him. So, there is no basis of anger. So it helps. Even right now, to bring peace and happiness to you. Do not destroy your merits. It's cause of happiness. The merits you don't destroy. That helps your enlightenment, your liberation, your temporary happiness, all temporary happiness, all the happiness. Protection. That's good. That. So, just to give you an example. Okay, because what? I should finish. I shouldn't do much longer, blah, blah, blah. So Lama Tsongkhapa said, sorry. Dimgu Chodakpa Rangshin Laas. And ignorance is that in the nature that ignorance exaggerated. Okay, now I describe that. So before I explained. Their mind would focus the ball the best I get. And me labeled I. Okay? Then, that first second, next second, after you me labeled I, next second, it appeared back to you. It should appear back to you, not merely labeled by that. It should appear back to you. Mere level by the mind, because that's what happened first second, but didn't. That's like ordinary person like me, other like this. The ordinary khadore. Yeah, samsara beings, you see. So, second time, when it appeared back, I, that was merely imputed by the mind, appeared back that time. Appeared back, not merely labeled by mind. So what is said in text, truly existent, or existing from mental side, existing by nature, or using everyday our language, real I. I appear to you as a real. First, your mind merely imputed, okay? But the second of that, appear to you, total opposite, not merely labeled by mind. Real! Then, third second, you believe 100% true. You insist that 100% true. Third second. You see? Then, So I put that. That's the meaning. What Lama Tsongkhapa Dimmu Dinzin Ge Drodakpe Rangshin Laas. So your ignorance, you see, exaggerated the eyes real. Not only I appeared real to you, but believe and trust totally the true. Oh, ignorance. Ignorance. Exaggerated is real. Oh, in the natural. Okay. Then on that basis, then you see, this is good or bad. Discriminate. Good or bad. You see, exaggerate. Good or bad. Oh! Differences, good and bad, exaggerate. After that, only after that, then attachment arises. Only after that, not together. After that, you must think well. After that, then attachment anger. You might think, oh, I come in the same. No. After that exaggeration, then comes the anger attachment. Then attachment arises. How is it created? How to, one by one, you see, so important to know that. So you see, so totally wrong concept, attachment. Totally wrong on the basis of one ignorance believed. Ignorance believed, not wisdom. Ignorance believed. So you see, decorated, real eye, mid level eye. Then you appear to real. Then you see ignorance. In total interest, real. So I say, exaggerate ignorance. On the basis. Wow. Then, because bad and good. Discriminate, exaggerate. Then the attachment, then everything. Then it proves totally wrong concept. Total wrong concept. So you see, total wrong concept. The second wrong concept, you know. So, So that's why when you think other eyes exist in mere name, the truth and the eye exists in mere name. Then you see, no place for anger. No place for anger attachment. Now you understand. Because they're wrong concept. So there's no place to exist. Proof so clear. Generally, there are so many reasons prove that it's wrong, that is not right, wrong. Kasure. You know, the even you see, a person's body compared to somebody's body, compared to somebody's body, then this body is somebody. Yeah, I think more beautiful than this body, compared to somebody who is more beautiful than this body, you see, beautiful. That one is married, that one is more beautiful, that's ugly. Ugly. But then you see, somebody is more ugly. Somebody is more ugly than this, is beautiful, other one is ugly. But then you compare somebody to more beautiful than this, this ugly, definitely beautiful. But then you see, somebody is more ugly than this, this beautiful, that's ugly. You see? So it, because it changes. It changes. So then, it changes. Oh, there are many things, you see, ugly from its own side, beautiful from its own side, there's no such thing. It's wrong. So there are many things. And then that proves that concept is a wrong concept. So then at the end, it's very, says, Tathagata is nangjang. Tathagata means the including root, the ignorance, and then the attachment, the anger. Or the way they hold the object. Jindang, the way they apprehend the object. The way they apprehend the object. Tathagata is nangjang. Rigpe sun chunga nuwa yi no. These thoughts, you see, where they apprehend the object, then you soon come on the way you know. So, it can be proved. It can be proved. It's wrong. These concepts are wrong. Totally wrong. It's proved. The way they apprehend the object, then soon come on the way, proved. Totally wrong. So anyway, trying to explain the level of goodness. I think so important, so scientific. This way even the Western science can easily understand. Okay. Just most important you realize how you are whole life totally living in the wrong concept or suffering. Basic suffering, hallucination, basic, you see, the wrong concept, the suffering, the projection, hallucination, living whole life in the hallucination. Now you can understand how you are living the suffering, and how most important thing to be free from suffering. So on the basis of this, then we create so many hallucinations. So many hallucinations. So many built from the wrong concept. Living the life. So then you understand why Nidama is not just kasare. It's not just not holding the incense like this or kasade, not just or tradition. I'm Buddhist, I'm traditional, no? Not that. It's a very scientific need to practice Dharma, need to meditate, need to practice Dharma, need to learn Dharma. It's very scientific. It's not just my culture, my Buddhism, others. Not just that. Oh, because my parents are Buddhist, not just that. Okay.
Oh, 이담 라조 남라시마이미
So the kasore, first, second, this is the eyes made imputed by the mind. The eye was merely imputed by the mind. It appeared back totally false. Not merely left by mind, real one. Totally appeared. Total hallucination. Total hallucination. The second of the second. Total hallucination. False eye. I want to exist is the first one, merely level of my mind. But next second, total false. Which is not there. Total false. Then, the second of second. Third second, new. Then you 100% total believe in trust is real. Oh, then that time we create the root of samsara. You are creating your root of samsara. You create your root of samsara, the ignorance. Ignorance holding the eye. Holding the middle level eye, with the middle level by the mind, but ignorance, don't, that's not, Kasuri. That's the only wisdom we understand. The ignorance, after it appears real eye, then your ignorance believe 100% true. Interest. Totally interest the truth. Oh, that concept, that, you see, very subtle concept. Oh, that is the root of your samsara. I have to understand. That is where cancer has come from. Cancer came from that. Any curable, any uncurable disease came from that. death from where your death came from. Why you have to die came from there. Why you have to be reborn? Your rebirth came from there. Your old age came from there. Your sickness came from there. You have to understand that. We see what it is? Very subtle concept. Very subtle, wrong concept. You see? You have done that. Not the Catholic meeting the undesirable object. Separating from desirable object, not find a desirable object. If you find no, cannot find satisfaction, if you become brilliant, zillion, trillion, you don't get satisfaction. On and on, you want more, and the death, the death comes and the finish, otherwise, never end. So all that came from the biggest suffering, dissatisfaction. Oh, then even you are billionaires, zillionaires, dollars, whatever. Came from this concept, this subtle concept I mentioned to you. That is your ignorance. You see, totally believes this real I. Came from that. That. Then not on this second type of suffering or samsara, the suffering of change, the samsara pleasure. The samsara pleasure. Then pleasure of music, pleasure of eating food, sleeping, all this pleasure of sex, and all the different things. Different people have different interests. From the airplane, with your rucksacks and come out of airplane, then people shake hands. Hold the hand each other, the circled, you see. I mean, they don't circle, but like this. So then sometimes people drop on the ground, people they die. Or they go to the next life. So they hold that. This is the pleasure of that, what they're looking for. Some they tie the wings and they try to fly, and some they get knocked. So there are all kinds. In the West, and people try all kinds. And some people they like to use that bullets from one mountain, shoot another side of the hill, another side of ground. So like that, all kinds of individual pleasure. So all those, suffering and change, all those came from, suffering and change. All those suffering and change came from this concept, that subtle concept, this believing the real I. Just come with that. You see? You have to know that. Then previous two other sufferings came from this fundamental suffering, some of this pervasive compounding suffering. Chapa to jiki dungal. Chapa to pervasive compounding suffering. So your aggregate is pervaded by delusion karma. So it's under the control of karma and delusion. You see, your aggregate is under the control of karma and delusion. So your aggregates pervaded by the suffering. Oh, your aggregates is pervaded by the suffering. Oh, when if you don't want to suffer, then solution is, you see, now your aggregates under the control of the karma. Oh, that to free your aggregates from the being under the control of delusion, karma, make free, not being under the control of karma and delusion, free from delusion, karma. Oh, that's what you need to do. That if you're looking for happiness forever, if you're looking for happiness forever, or the ultimate happiness, nirvana forever, oh, that you need. You need to make your aggregates free from delusion karma. Oh, that's a, done. So therefore you need to practice the Four Noble Truths, the true cessation of suffering, true path. What does it need to actualize? True path. Other wisdom directly perceiving emptiness. Before that, then you have to realize emptiness. So then by developing that, you achieve the direct perception directly perceiving emptiness. So, it's to achieve iron path, rising path. Then there is the seed of delusion karma. So from that then you can be free from delusion karma, and then from that you can be totally free forever, not a few lifetimes, not a few years, because you're free from something, then you can go back to something, not that. Free forever! So means, you see, so Dharma practice, no matter how difficult, no matter, you see, how much hardship you have to go through Dharma practice, was we have never been free from suffering samsara. We have never been free from suffering samsara and the suffering of pain and the suffering of changes, all the samsara pleasures. And the, you see, the chapatu jigatunga, previous compound suffering, chapatu jigatunga, all the kappa, and jigatunga, this is contaminated, this aggregate is contaminated, the seed of delusion karma. So the, from the seed comes again suffering, this life suffering, future life suffering, and then also there comes the delusion rises again from the seed. So then compound suffering, pervasive compounding suffering. So this aggregates, all of that. So because what they are. So this third suffering, from where it comes? Oh, this concept. You can't see with the eyes, you can't operate with the, in the hospital by the doctors, you can't operate, you can't see. But the, this formless, colorless, shapeless, this wrong concept, this such a wrong concept. Believing this is real. You see, come from that. Even also this third suffering, you have to understand, wow, the third suffering, wow. Oh, this is the main suffering from where the Buddhists have to, those who don't like suffering, those who want happiness, ultimate happiness, liberation. Then you have to be free from this third suffering. Oh, that's the main suffering where Buddhists have to renunciation, general renunciation by realizing the nature of suffering. By freeing from this, then you are free forever from suffering pain and suffering change. Like this. Therefore, you see, then you see the practicing Dharma is the most important thing in the life. Most important thing in your life. Most important thing, the money. Most important job, most important money. Money came from Dharma. Money came from Dharma. So you see, in the past lives, in the past, you know, it could pass in this life, not necessarily only past life, no. Can be this life, past this life, can be other lifetimes, can be billions, zillions, trillions, eons, blah, 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 blah. So past. So practice charity. You see, motherness, is it? Attachment, see? Renouncing. You know, all that, see? Making charity to other sentient beings. Oh, the Kasore. Oh, came from Dharma, came from charity, the Kasore, money, business, success in business, money, job, wealth, oh, Kasore. All this came from charity. Practicing Dharma, charity. The human body, there was a birth, because all these things, came from Dharma, came from practicing morality, ethical life, morality in the past. Like that, he said, came from Dharma, holy Dharma. Morality. No, another. So you see, only practicing charity, not practicing morality, then what happens is that you get born rich naga. Naga is animal. Rich naga. Old naga is rich. Extremely rich, they had having museums, had wish around jewels, you know, like that. Oh, they're so rich, but not human body, could not get human body, so animal body, naga body. Oh, much charity, but didn't practice morality. Oh, that happened there. So if you want deva human body again to practice Dharma, to be free from samsara and to practice samayana teaching to achieve enlightenment for sentient beings, then to free the numberless sentient beings, free from origins of samsara by you, then bring everyone to peerless happiness, total cessation of the mistakes of mind, completion realization. Then you to bring everything to me there by yourself. Practice. Mind teaching. Okay, all right. On the basis of this, and then bodhicitta, great compassion to the sentient beings, then bodhicitta, that is so important, you know, to achieve the katori. All the happiness, especially enlightenment for sentient being. Oh, that good heart, ultimate good heart. To finish this. What makes the mid-level I appear to you false? Why? Who makes it? Not by God, you know. Who makes So it's your own ignorance, your own past ignorance, ignorance from beginningless birth, ignorance left on your mental continuum, negative imprint. You know, from beginningless birth up to now, your ignorance left negative imprint on the mind. You see, casually. I'm explaining the I as example to understand how things like just the I, how everything is created, everything is existing in my name, how everything is created by the mind, how everything exists in my name, just like I, to get the idea that. So, but you see the negative imprint left on the mental continuum by the past ignorance. So, that, you see, that projected or decorated, you see, the real. On the middle level eye, decorated, projected, real. From beginningless rebirth, you see. And then, not only projected, decorated, real, but on, after that, your ignorance, you see, wrong concept, total interest. That's the truth. Oh, that which is the root of your samsara, the ignorance. Root of your samsara, ignorance. So you see, not only today, not only now, but from beginning of the rebirth. You understand? We've been creating the ignorance from the beginningless. Beginningless, something like from beginningless. You see, we've been creating this. So then that leaves negative imprint on the mind all the time from beginningless. So you see, so therefore today, right now, I is the mere level by the mind, by your mind. But you see, the first second, the next second, it appears real. So, that's due to the habit, so from beginning to the birth. Or the negative imprint left by ignorance. Oh, that's projected. That on the middle level, I projected. Decorated. Meant real. The male I real to appear real. Oh, not on that problem is not on that. Main problem on the basis of that, then your ignorance holds it in total interest that's real. That's the problem. That's the root of all the suffering. Even your toothache, even your diarrhea, even your headache. I mean, the whole, every single discomfort, every whole suffering, I mean, even the global problem. Yes, I mentioned before, the First World War, Second World War, that many times it happened, a million people got killed, died. Different times happened. All the incredible. Not only your problem, but the global, they all come from that. Ah, about that ignorance. So you have to know what met your mind. What is hallucination? They can say the middle level I appeared to you real. Wow, how? What met it? Oh, you have to know that. What met it? Oh. So, and then next, they say, third interest is real. Believe that. So therefore now, Baba, all the suffering came from that, Baba, global problems, Baba, one person says, who has power, can create the wars, in the global war, world war in the world, So, that's for now. So now, therefore now, you see, meditation in emptiness. Whole Buddha Dharma, 84,000 teachings Buddha taught, and that's just assuming that. Then all that comes into, teaching less bigger part. And then Mahayana Sutra, Mahayana Tantra, all comes in these three. Then now, all these three comes into Lamrim, Lamrim happened since Lama Adija came in Tibet from Narendra and wrote the Limited Path to Enlightenment, the whole teaching, the three level teaching what Buddha taught. Because there are different levels of sentient beings, different level of mind, you see. Who has the highest merit, intelligence, the middle, then the lower. So the three levels of teaching taught, and all that included in the 11th path to enlightenment, Lamrim. The Lamrim started from Lama Adish's time in Tibet, if he wrote that. Then all the misunderstanding, all the Khazuri, Sutra and Tantra and Buddha Dharma in Tibet, all are totally Khazuri. Pacified and made pure Buddhism in Tibet. So the Khazuri, all contained in Lamrim, greater part of the lower capable in general, greater part of the middle capable, greater part of the high capable. So all comes into what Lama Tsongkhapa wrote, the Khazuri. Three principal aspects of path to enlightenment, renunciation, bodhicitta, right view. All that, the Khazuri, so renunciation to this life, renunciation to next life, Lama Tsongkhapa put to just one title, renunciation, then bodhicitta, the emptiness. But you see, Kaitu Nyingma, Lodo Namsi, the four aspects, Khazuri, poor aspect, the changing, poor thoughts. So by renunciation, you divide in two. Renunciation this life, renunciation next life. So, what's the transformation from that? Then, with the Jitta, transformation from self-changing thought. Then, because wisdom realize emptiness, and that thing empty. Seeing empty. Unified in the existing main name, subtle dependent arising. So Khazuri, ignorance has change the ignorance from that into wisdom, all that you say. Then satya freeing from the four clinging thoughts. Shambhasitl, there is a So if you are clinging this life, every attachment in this life, then you are not a Dharma practitioner. Tidilashina Chopa means, if you are clinging this life, you are not a Dharma practitioner. Kolashina Nijung means, if you are clinging next life, samsara, then your, that mind is, not renunciation, samsara, you see, because you are clinging the pleasure of samsara. You are attached to the pleasure of samsara, so then that mind is not nitum, renunciation. Call it in the nitum. Dagda shena, dawamin. Before that, dagdan la shena, changsamin. So, if you are cherishing the works for yourself, dagdan la. Cherishing the works for yourself, changsamin. That is not bodhicitta. The person is not bodhisattva. That is not bodhicitta. That mind. Cherishing that works for self. That person is not bodhisattva. Dagdashina, that means, if you are a Catholic, clean the mere level I, as I explained before, and then you see real I, you know, real I. So I don't know how many we are here who don't have appearance of real I and who don't believe real I. I don't know how many people are here. that time. So, who are the mere level I as a real I? I believe. That's not the right view. That is in a Dharma. Not the right view. So that this Shambhashital. I think that Manjushri taught to I forgot the name, the Satya, this great Lama. From the five great Satya Lama, there's one to Dundin Thakvacharan or something else. Manjushri taught. We have to understand why we have hallucination. Why we have a hallucination of the eye? Why? Then all the rest of phenomena appeared wrong way to us. So this is the basis of all the sufferings that we have. Papa, from beginning of this birth up to now, we're still not free from suffering of samsara. So we have suffering pain, the rebirth, the old age, and the death, and so forth, all the dissatisfaction, all that. And then all the, some sort of pleasure, from beginning of the rebirth, we've been working on this, trying to get some sort of pleasure, and then still we didn't get satisfaction, still we didn't come out, and, you know, so there's a kuna suffering. Then the previous compound suffering from other trials of the suffering arises. from beginner to the birth of Baba, then if you don't learn Dharma, and then practice, you have to learn Dharma. So some unbelievable importance that to learn Dharma from qualified teacher. So important to have a qualified teacher so that you don't misguide. So important. So important. So we always, first thing we think, after this, after that, first I have to get married, and I have to make children, and I'm busy all the time. I mean, death comes, not your choice, only with time, but otherwise, no time to practice Dharma. I'm busy with this life, the most important, the first thing to do, even you accept Dharma, but delay, maybe you plan next life to practice, after many years, after you become full of wrinkles and, I didn't white hair for a long time, so I wondered what happened. So I thought, because I do the inner offering, when you eat, before you eat and drink, I do the inner offering practice, after you receive the high standard initiation, you bless the food and drink, what you before eat and drink, you bless the inner offering, the life semester. There is exactly inner offering. So, I do that, of course, not tremendously detailed, but of course, So I got kind of habit, then I thought because of that, the part of that benefits, you see, you become younger. I mean, you become actually, yeah. I mean, all that, it's part of that benefit. So I think maybe because of that, Oh, long time. Now, of course, now I have many, but so that's my own conclusion. Now 70, I think 4 or something like that. Around 74. I think close to 75. So my mother. If you ask how old I am, then she cannot say any time this much. She can never say. She said he is same age as one monk and Thame monastery where I was born. The monastery up on the hill, not on the hill but the side. Thame monastery was born Thame. One monk, I don't know what's his name, I forgot his name. So my age is the same as him, always she said that. So she did the number of the age. So anyway, 74, I think something around. So anyway, so always like that. I have one brother. not the brother, uncle, I think, born from my uncle. He lived in France. He married with a French lady and then lived near England, the bakery, business bakery. So many years ago I met him in France. So I was giving a mala present to his wife and to his wife and daughters, I'm not sure, and with him. Then he says, "Oh, when I become old, then I start Omani Pemahum." He said that. I think now he's reciting. I think I didn't go his house, but it's near Kaban Nanri, I heard there. Because he drank a lot, and then I think he brought things, and then they divorced. They became very wild, and they divorced his wife. He drank so much chang alcohol, and so the. Now I think it is that. I don't know. Yeah, so Kasure, so also put off Dharma practice. First, most important is the happiness of today, happiness of this life. So Dharma practice, even you are accepting Dharma, you think it's good, but it's late, never. for this Kasure, you see, most important thing is, not only the meditation on lambrim, not only the meditation morning or night time, or not only that, but your action, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing job, business, whatever, becomes Dharma. Or that one becomes holy Dharma. Oh, you are eating, walking, sleeping, doing business, whatever, or to become holy Dharma. All that. So you don't waste your lives. That's so important. You see, when you run the government in Tibet, I think only Tibet has, no one else in the world. Only Tibet has in the rupee, on the money, the huge money, paper is very big. I don't know, 25 or they're different. The money, the paper is so big. So it's the one title. It says, "Chusi Pushun Gaden Potang Machimbo, Chusi Sungdel, Chusi Sungdel." You see, this is when you relate to the organ for the Tibet, Chusi Sungdel, going with the government, Dharma and policy, Sungdel is unified. You see, this is holy Dharma. That one is the policy. This holy Dharma. Oh, this, you know, this policy. There is no separate. So one. Oh, I think there is only Tibet. Only Tibet in the world. And every money has that title. Pushun Gaden Potang Machimbo. Chusi Sungdel. Dharma and policy one. That's so important, you see, your work for the government to become Dharma, holy Dharma. Become oneness. So, by relating to, now I tell you one thing now. Relating to somebody who is living in the cave, in the hermitage, not only Dharma, not only meditation, sitting, you see, retirement, not only that, but you're walking, feeding, sleeping, all the things. You see, even the person who is in the hermitage, oh, that's so important to be Dharma, holy Dharma. You see, sleeping, eating, all our activities, because Dharma, holy Dharma. This is relating to somebody who is doing retreat, even that. Not only morning in meditation. Sitting man, not only sitting meditation. That's important. Now then this one, Chesu Sungdil, or then the Gatsa Pushan Gatabal. This one, you see, on your work for the government, or your work. So, you see, that means you have to have Dharma understanding. To work for the government, you have to have Dharma understanding. Actually, you should have a realization of, you should have a, best to have realization of Lamrim, greater path of raw capability. Greater path of middle capability. Renunciation to this level, renunciation to the next level. Then Bodhicitta, then emptiness. Oh, whole Lamrim realization. What is the three best path? On the basis of quietly falling word to the friend, all that. Oh, see, it fits so well. You see, when you work for the government, you know, you're having Lamrim realization. It fits so well. So, on the basis of quietly falling word to the friend, obtain the advice. I mean, seeing that the Buddha and all the Buddha, you know, they can sort of obtain the advice. You know, living the advice, living the obtaining advice. On the basis of that, then you see, realization of purpose, image, birth, and the usefulness and difficult to find again. Difficult to find again. That's what the nine round, the impermanence, the meditation, you know, the death is not all definite, but can happen any time. Then at the death time, you see, nobody can help, no family, no possession, even your body, everything has to left, and all the Dharma, nothing else. No? You have all this best trip realization on that, and then when you walk in the Lord and suffering and all that, when you walk with the government, you have no attachment in this life, no attachment in this life, you see? So your mind is totally pure, working for the government, working for people, working for the population. Your mind is totally pure. There's no problem suffering over. You see, everything, all the works are done for your happiness. There's no problem with that. There's no attachment to your happiness. There's no problem over, you see, everything. It looks working for the population, but actually your motivation is for your own power, for your own family, for your own power, for your own happiness. Well, there is such thing. See? So, fits so well, Lamrim realization for the working for the government. Then after that, realizing samsara suffering, you see? The suffering they do, then you don't attachment to the samsara, samsara happiness, blah, blah, blah. Oh, then after that, you see, then you see all sentient beings, how they are suffering samsara, blah, 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 because you see so deep, you know, your own suffering, but then you see, you have renunciation, so others, when you look at others and suffering samsara, then you feel incredible compassion. Numberless sentient beings. Unbelievable compassion. So, And then they from that Bodhicitta rises. Ah, then Kasparaj, that you free the sentient beings from the oceans or something, bring to enlightenment. Therefore, that must achieve. Through that, must achieve omniscient, yourself, omniscient mind. For that, then for that reason, then Kasparaj, they do the work for the over service to the population, whatever you do. So the, then the space, the bodhicitta and the emptiness, so everything is very necessary. This need, best to have realization so that you can walk there, from your pure heart trouble to the people, best. All of that, so there's no problem over Kasturi. Self-chasing thought and you know, and then all this Kasturi problems are gonna rise, then Kasturi people, then people become against you, like Syria, that doesn't happen. So all those problems. So the whole number of realization is all the best of privilege. Even there's no realization, but at least you see your mind in that effortful experience. So the lambrim is so much unbelievable, the understanding and practice. So, to work with the government and the population, so this is without talking tantra, so like that, they see that Chusa Sungdil unified the policy and then the Dharma, all of that. So even you're doing just retreat on the mountain, the Himalaya has a Himalaya, the Hermitage. Oh, then you need everything, sleeping, eating, everything need holy Dharma. Must be holy Dharma. You see, everything, your whole life is become Dharma. Not only sitting meditation, no. All of that, you see. Religion with one person like this. Now, religious person who is one man, all of that, everything is Dharma. So that is the same thing, working for the family, you're working for the family, you're working for your own country, same thing. So I spent much time. So we finish the prayer. Okay. Yeah, finish the number of commentary. Okay,
Lord. Jaya Nama Jaya Nama.
Through these merits, may sentient beings attain the rank of all seeing, subdue the fall of thoughts, and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of aging, sickness, and death.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So break for eons. Okay.
Oh, yes, I see. Big issues, men don't run. You did get one, dear. So you don't mean to. Amen.